Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Well, you know, over the last 20 years or so, any time a new dwelling, a new shopping centre, any major infrastructure is put together, handicap and disabled access and facilities have to be taken into consideration. More and more Braille opportunities for visually impaired people are appearing. But what about dementia? What can be done to make a township or an entire area dementia-friendly? Well, Kiama have managed to come up with a fantastic program, and it's great to have Professor Richard Fleming, Director of the New South Wales Dementia Training Study Centres, with us this morning. Richard, good morning. This is an amazing initiative.
Yes, Todd, it's not only amazing, it's also been extremely enjoyable. Working with people with dementia and their carers to make Kiama dementia-friendly.
When I was first reading the story, I thought, not totally understanding. We understand a very basic, or most of us understand basically what dementia is, but I was reading through the story thinking, where do you start? What can you do? But first off, why was Kiama picked as the first spot to do it?
I think Kiama Council is particularly progressive. I know that one of the people attended a workshop where the issues confronting us in terms of how we care for the growing number of people with dementia, he attended that and he was switched on to the problem. I went back to the council and to his executive, and they decided to adopt it as a major project.
We have an ageing population, and that's not changing. We know we're going to get more and more people in that older age group who may be suffering for dementia. First off, where do you begin?
We've learned from this project, because it's very, very important to begin with the people with dementia and their carers. This has been a very successful project, and our success is largely due to working with people with dementia and their carers, never for a moment believing that we can do things to them or even for them, but always working with them. So one of the very first things that was done was to establish a dementia advisory group that consists of the people living with dementia and their carers, and they guided our steps the whole way, you know, showing us what was important to them and guiding us away from those things which seemed important to us.
Is there a belief that having dementia basically makes you a prisoner within your home or within the particular complex you might be living in?
Yes, it certainly makes people anxious in themselves, but of course there's also the issue of stigma. People do feel stigmatised and they are concerned about going out into public because they feel misunderstood and they don't feel as if they will be supported. So it does have a tendency to trap people in their own homes.
So what can we see in a dementia-friendly town if we took a visit? There are many reasons to take a visit to Kiama, let me tell you. It's one of the most beautiful parts of New South Wales. But for someone who didn't have dementia, having a walk around the township, what would be the giveaways that Kiama is a dementia-friendly town?
Well, the physical changes have not been huge at the moment. It takes a very long time to bring about, you know, changes to buildings and to signage and bus stops and things like that. These things are pretty much in train. I think what the visitor would experience would be an increased awareness in places like cafes, you know, about the problems that people with dementia might face. Well over 1,000 people from Kiama attended our education sessions, and that's noticeable. You know, when you go into a cafe in Kiama with someone with dementia, you would find that they would be treated very patiently, very considerately, and, you know, they would be given the guidance that they need.
You'd find, Richard, that if you see someone who's visually impaired walk in with a guide dog, you go, okay, I know what the problem is there. And people often with hearing impairment may have a little badge that goes, hi, I'm Todd, I'm hearing impaired, so you know. But if you didn't have that, a little bit of rudimentary training, you may not be able to realise what the problem was. And I can understand that some people, as you said, might be just a little bit unsure.
Well, absolutely. Yes, you're quite right. I mean, it's not always obvious that the person is living with dementia. But it does become obvious, you know, during an ordinary transaction, buying a cup of coffee or going to the bank. And if people have got just a modest amount of training, I mean, we're only talking about an hour or two's worth of awareness raising and, you know, basic communications training, they can respond much more constructively than they perhaps normally would.
So So how do we take this program further afield? What would a local council have to do? Or what are your plans to try and get the state government to maybe look at using other areas as a test bed and hopefully expanding?
Well, that's a very good question. Other local authorities are doing this. There's a steady sort of stream of local authorities joining in with this approach. I think, and this of course isn't just occurring in Australia, this is an international phenomenon. I think the ball really has started rolling, and we can expect a great deal of interest to be seen over the next few years.
A great initiative, Richard. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
Professor Richard Fleming, Director of the New South Wales Dementia Training Study Centre. And if you do pay a visit to Kiama, keep your eyes peeled. But what a great idea, as I said, an ageing population. And sadly, more cases of dementia.
2NURFM 103.7.